In Bhagavatam, Vritrasura section, it is said that...
What section?
Vritrasura, the prayers of Vritrasura. It says that Gopi Bhava is being mentioned in that section. Does it mean that Vritrasura has Gopi Bhava? It means some semblance of Gopi Bhava? Or how it is? Why it is said like this?
There is in the sixth canto of Bhagavatam, there's some prayers by King Chitraketu, who got cursed by Parvati. He took birth as a demon, Vritrasura. He took birth in a demoniac body, but he was a pure devotee of Krishna. Because as Chitraketu, he was also a pure devotee. But he accepted the curse, although he could have counteracted it. Out of respect for Parvati, he accepted her curse. But as explained by Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas, they give commentaries, they say the mood of surrender, the mood of dependence and surrender and Sharanagati Bhava, the Gopis, is seen in the prayers of Vritrasura. Not that Vritrasura had Gopi Bhava. The question of Vritrasura is not a Gopi. He is not Gopi Anugata, he is not Gopi Bhava, but he is exhibiting the dependence on Krishna and the ultimate surrender to Krishna. So the Gopis are the epitome of the zenith, the highest point of surrender and submission is seen in the Gopis. And the first appearance of that type of surrender, that type of dependence on Krishna, in the entire Bhagavatam, appears in the sixth canto story of Vritrasura, not in the seventh, and then in the seventh canto, you have the example of Prahlada Maharaj. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Jagannath Puri, every day he heard the Bhagavatam from Gadadhara Pandit. And he heard 100, this is told to Chaitanya Bhagavat, he heard 100 times the story of Prahlada Maharaj. 100 times, the many chapters are there. He went through every verse of the Bhagavatam, the seventh canto, 100 times. And 100 times he heard the story of Dhruva Maharaj. So that means that in these stories, he saw the determination of the Gopis in Dhruva Maharaj and the surrender and dependence on Krishna in Prahlad Maharaj. So the same way, in Vritrasura, the sixth canto, we see the mood of the Gopis, dependence on Krishna and attachment to Krishna. That's the only connection you can say. But it's very important, Vritrasura's prayers are very important to study for bhakti. All of our acharyas have written extensive commentaries on these verses. Prayers. Okay, that's it. No more questions now. Okay, Jai Jai Shri Radhe.